Hey everyone, Lisa Resnick. I am here with Marvin Logan, the new executive director at Oh Wow. What's up, Marvin?
What's going on, Lisa? Happy to be here today.
So Marvin is from Warren, and I must admit I had a hops fail today. I went to the beverage store up the street in Youngstown, which is known to be the best beverage store around. I mean, it's amazing how many people recommend it. It's Ace Beverage, right? I'm not sure.
I think so.
I had no problem finding it, though. There you go. But they were actually out of modern methods, and that's what I did want to bring you.
It's okay. I will make sure that I take some time. I actually live in walking distance of the brewery.
Yes, that's Warren, the best place to be, is walking distance to them. Yes.
So I will happily walk down.
You're walking distance to the brewery. You're walking to, well, and the Burger King. You're walking distance.
That Burger King is classy.
It is.
I had many a meetup with friends at that Burger King. Yes.
And then you're also like walking distance to so many different like little restaurants and everything. I love walking around the park over there.
Yes.
Because there is so much happening and there's such a good mix between retail in the sense of like being able to shop and walk out with a bag as well as your retail as in restaurants.
Yes. Yes. It's pretty awesome. The my actual favorite place down there is the, I guess it's more than a comic book store now because they sell all types of things other than comics, but it's a place that I used to love to go. I actually used to go in there with my dad, and we would buy comic book stuff. The last time I went, it was probably maybe like 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh wow!
And I went and got him a figurine and a new comic book, so that was one of our shared things.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I've haven't had a chance to get to the winery yet.
But, oh yeah.
With a progressive dinner, got to check out Jacked down there. So tons of great stuff. Tons of great stuff.
So
Trumbull, shout out to the Trumbull Art Gallery. That's another place I used to spend some time. Yeah.
There's so much. And like, I remember when I first started the whole Walk Youngstown and I got to meet so many different players in the area, such as Sarah Lowry and Derek McDowell. I also had this great idea which has not come to fruition, and I honestly don't have the time. So if anybody wants to pick it up, by all means do it, because I'll just enjoy the process of it. Other restaurants, I was up in Montreal, and my friend came back to the table and said, go to the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, what's in the restroom? She goes, no, you'll see. You go in the restroom, and it is literally one of the coolest spaces I ever been in because of the art, the graphic artwork that they had the entire space.
Mm-hmm.
It was phenomenal. And of course you take the picture in there, right? It's kind of like the Courthouse Inn.
The obligatory mirror picture.
Oh yeah. But it's like the best mirror picture. And then I asked the server there about the bathroom because it was completely separate from the decor and the aesthetics of the restaurant.
It's a part of the experience.
Yeah, the restaurant had like this whole French country theme to it. And then you go in the bathroom, it's like punk graphic. Mm-hmm, like it was crazy. And they said that that different spaces within the city were part of this art circle in which they allowed artists to go into the bathrooms to create what they wanted to create. And you were able to do it because it was a separate space other than the actual restaurant space.
That is awesome.
It's so cool. So, of course, I started looking things up, research to see what other areas did it. And I guess in Colorado, they've done it. In Trumbull County,
mm-hmm.
There is this artist. And Derek McDowell could tell you much more about this. But there's this artist in Trumbull that was going into vacant space, like vacant residential homes, and creating art in one of the rooms with whatever was remaining in the house.
That is
cool. Oh, yeah, because, I mean, you think about it. It's not only he's being expressive of what he's seeing around him, which is pretty cool to see if you're into art. But not only that, but you're also driving traffic to these spaces, which is beautiful as well. So that was my whole thing. I wanted to... I'm trying to get Steven with the Soap Gallery to like spearhead this because I think that he would be phenomenal at it as well. But anybody out there, that'd be awesome.
Somebody should do it.
Somebody, how cool would that be?
That would be dope. I would go check that out.
That's why I was like, I'll be a part of the process. I'll go to all the spaces.
There you go. I'll go and take all my selfies.
Yeah, I definitely would do that. Yes. Anybody saw me on, followed me on social media, I definitely enjoy my selfies.
Indeed.
I don't know why. I feel like the photo is much better angled that way than if somebody, maybe it's the full on. I don't like the full on.
It's like reverse POV.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So we are about to crack open Festivus from Market Garden in Cleveland. So this was the backup, but which is seems pretty cool. It does exceed my 5% rule. But it's
okay. It's just 7.5.
I feel like all holiday ale exceeds the 5% rule.
Because you're supposed to be, it's a joyous time and they want you to enjoy themselves. So that's all. That's all.
Let's crack it open. I love the can. I love the feel of the can. So this is up in Cleveland, if I haven't mentioned it. Oh, that is pretty good. You definitely can taste the nutmeg.
Yes. Yes, you can. And I'm not like a huge fan of beer, but this is pretty good.
It is pretty good.
I'm a fruit ale guy.
You're a fruit ale.
Fruit ale or cider. Like that is.
Cider is dangerous.
Yes.
So my friend Nicole Ice is part owner of Sundog in mm-hmm. Columbiana. Mm-hmm. And her ciders, they're absolutely delicious and they're fruity. It's the fruit based. But the alcohol content on them
sneaks up on you.
Oh, it's like mid drink. Mm-hmm. It's not like vodka that you're like drinking your second one. You're like, oh, now I feel the first. No, it's like mid drink. It hits you.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. It's a nice thing. I love traveling and finding different ciders in different places. It's me and my wife. It's one of our things.
Well, then you're gonna love it when Hannah opens up Dope.
Absolutely.
At Penguin City. So that's going to be awesome.
Give me all your ciders. It's like Charlemagne the God loves to send people cases of Ciroc. Don't send me a case of Ciroc. Send me your cider.
Now we know. Yes. But this is a good time for you to mention this with the holidays coming up.
Yes. Yes. You know, if you're thinking about giving me a gift and you don't know what to give, I would invite you to do two things. Send a gift to Oh Wow.
Oh, there you go.
And send me personally a case of cider. Let's do it.
Let's make it happen. So I think Marvin has a phenomenal story. I mentioned that you're a warm boy.
Mm-hmm.
You're also a former athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you still consider yourself, once you're an athlete,
always an athlete.
Okay.
Even if you're an old, broke down athlete, you're still an athlete. Because I guarantee you, if you challenge me to do something, like my career working with kids, it never takes long for one of the kids to start talking smack. And then it's like, all right, let's go. Let's lace them up. Let's do it. I think the difference.
So clearly you don't let them win.
No. But I think the difference now is that I pay a much different price for it than I used to. We just did our, I have a company where we do events in sports and entertainment to support the work of youth. And
real quick. Mm-hmm. So you're the executive director of a WOW.
Correct.
And then you're also, you have another
side. The founder of the Logan Company. Yes.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. We do a few events a year. You know, we haven't been able to do anything due to COVID, but we just did our fourth annual Turkey Bowl. And I talked all this smack on Facebook to get people to come out and play and everything. And I felt like I got hit by a bus afterwards.
Yeah.
But I actually start back up with my trainer today with Robotics Fitness. And so
what's Robotics Fitness?
It's actually my cousin, Joseph Lyles. He used to work in the energy industry with GE, and then they closed their plant in Warren. And he's always been a fitness buff. He used to be a bodybuilder. He did competitions and everything. And so he built a gym in his house. And so it was like right after my career ended when he built his gym. I wish he would have did it a little bit sooner. But we've always, you know, done workouts together and everything. And then when I moved back, I was like, no, man, we should do this. And so
how's
my first training session is today.
How is robotics different, though?
I think
because, you know, my mind is going like so many different places.
Absolutely.
like, iRobot, the robot, and then of course the dance moves.
Yeah, it's all about you know, building the body that you want and building the lifestyle that you want. So doing it through fitness, doing it through food, you know, other things that are going to promote the best version of yourself. And then as a he's also a former athlete, and I love training with other former athletes because he's going to be able to take me through a workout that my body's going to respond to, and it's going to be things that I'm used to, but also introducing new folds and different things. And I was straight up with him. I was like, let's see how far back we can turn the clock and see what's still in the tank. So that was
today.
Well, no, it's when I get done.
Oh, okay.
That's probably a good thing to make sure I don't make it through the whole case of the whole six pack of beer, or my training session is
going to
be a little rough.
It'd be interesting.
Yes, but definitely.
Or is it like hot yoga? You'll think you can stretch your body more than what you should.
But you know, I love hot yoga.
Me too.
Like I did, I used to do hot yoga with one of our now, well, not our anymore, but she was a committee member with Inspiring Minds, and now she's on the board. And we used to go to our house at 4:30 in the morning and do hot yoga. And I would always be like, man, I don't know how I'm going to go to work after this because I'm ready to go to sleep. It's a nice, good stretch, great workout for the body, but I don't know how to do it.
I love hot yoga.
It's dope.
But my new thing is just jujitsu.
Okay, well, let me make sure I don't piss you off so you don't try to beat me up.
That's my goal. And I'm like, literally, like, I'm all about not, like, clearly the self-defense portion is important. But I'm like, I'm in this to get a belt.
I can dig it. I mean, jiu-jitsu is really cool. I started watching jiu-jitsu athletes back in the day before UFC was UFC, guys like, you know, Royce Gracie.
I could be like Conor McGregor.
Except if he's fighting Floyd.
Yeah, this is true. That is true.
Yes.
Two different styles, though, completely.
Very, very. Boxing, people got to know boxing is an art. Boxing is different.
Yes.
I know people hate watching boxers like Floyd these days because they want to see a bloodbath. But
no,
that's the beauty of it.
I'm going to be honest. I feel like there's enough blood in boxing.
There is.
Like, I even remember being a little girl and my brother being able to go to see Boom Boom being CD fight. And me complaining that I wasn't able to go as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I was told that I was too young to be able to go, that there's a lot more, it's more violent than what you think it is.
If you see a boxing match live and in person, it's very different than watching it on
yes.
TV. Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
That's awesome. So, started off in Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And then where'd you go after high school?
So, graduated from high school. Then I went off and became more of a man at Kent State. Had an amazing 5 years there. I loved it so much. I took a victory lap.
Me too.
Yes.
At YSU.
Yes. I actually,
we all did.
Yeah. I became student body president in my fifth year.
I may have taken two victory laps.
It's okay, man. As long as you cross the finish line, that's all that matters. That is all that matters. But I had an amazing experience there. Then I moved to Atlanta, and I walked into Gavin McGuire's office, who was the COO of Usher's New Look. And I said, hey, G, put me to work. Which was special for
no,
me.
No, how did you do that?
So I met Gavin when I was 13.
Okay.
I was 13 years old. I was a freshman who had gotten moved up to varsity with the Raiders and was playing under Tom McDaniels. And we went to the regional finals to play the Minor Cardinals. And I had an opportunity to either play in that game. I was playing special teams at the time. And, you know, if we scored enough points, I'd get in on defense. But either that or to take a trip to Milwaukee, Wisconsin for an immersive exploration weekend. And I sat down with Coach McD and I chose to take the trip. At the time, I was probably smelling myself a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And I needed something to kind of break up the monotony. Like, A lot of people don't know this. I was a late bloomer. Like, girls didn't start paying attention to me until people found out that I was big, fast, strong.
Well, you saw my grade school picture.
Yes. Yes. So that's why I can empathize. Like, I was like, oh, no, I understand. I understand what this is. And so wasn't paying as much attention in class, wasn't going to class as much, wasn't taking my studies seriously. I actually ended up being ineligible to play football my sophomore year after getting moved up to varsity and ended up being the water boy because I wanted to be around the team. And so...
But that's good, though. It's not good not being eligible to play, but it's good that you were like, I'll even just to be part of it.
Right.
I'll even just be the water boy, and which is not a just. That's not the word to utilize.
But shout out to all the water boys, man. Exactly. It's hard work. It's hard work.
It is.
But I knew that I needed to stay close to the game. And so I took this trip to Milwaukee, and I met Sean Wilson, who's the current CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Southeastern Michigan, and Gavin McGuire, who is the president and executive director of the Grove Park Foundation. At the time, Sean was president of Usher's New Look, and Gavin was the director of programming. And I saw these two, at the time, young Black men who dedicated their lives to serving kids.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that was everything, because a lot of the work that we're strategically moving in a direction to do with a while is about exploration and kind of finding your shine, finding your spark, mm-hmm. finding the things you want to do so that later on down the road, you have an opportunity to have a leg up. I started in out of school time programs in elementary school, and then working with Sherry Harrell when she was at the YWCA and volunteering my time in middle school. And then all of that led up to me getting on this plane for the first time. It's the first time I flew, going to Milwaukee and meeting these two and meeting Usher. I actually have a picture in the, I want to say it's the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is the name of the paper with me and Usher talking because I'm like this dude, he had just bought a minority stake in the Cavs. He was doing all this other stuff outside of music. I was like, I may never get a chance to meet a person like this again. And I just walked up to him and I just talked to him about like how he got where he was, what was important to him. And he was like, you know, you're the kind of student that Usher's New Look wants. And New Look opened this whole new world to me. I'm a firm believer in you can't be what you can't see.
I agree.
And they showed me. My dad had always told us, you know, you can be any and everything that you want to be. And as we all know, when our parents tell us stuff, it sounds good, but
we don't really absorb it.
No. You in order for us to absorb it, we have to see it in some other light. We have to hear someone say the exact same thing that our parents would say to be like, oh, you know, that resonates.
And then you go and tell your parents and your parents are like, I've been
telling you this your entire life, but okay, whatever. You know?
Yeah.
And so meeting Gavin and Sean, like that was the moment where, you know, my odyssey into this profession began. And so after I left Kent, went to work for Usher's New Look for a few years.
After walking in the office, opening the door.
Like, hey, man, like, I'm trying to get down. Like, I want to do what you do. And so.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And I still say with networking and technology today, especially because there's such a disconnect when you fill out the job applications and everything via LinkedIn or Indeed, whatever, that approach is still always the best approach.
Absolutely. If you really want to physically get to somebody, send them an email. People's emails are actually usually really easy to figure out.
Oh, yeah.
It might be the first initial and the last name. It might be just their first name at such and such. But connect with people. Reach out to them, get that kind of connectivity. It will take you extremely far.
Yep.
So I started as an admin. Like, I was a secretary before I became a program assistant, which is it makes Suzanne laugh. Anytime we have some like technical issues, I'm like, oh, you just need to do X, Y, and Z.
Because, oh yeah.
That's what Gavin and Yvette Cook, who was the CEO after Sean at Usher, and you're like, that's what they would do. They'd be like, hey, I'm trying to do this on my computer. Can you do this for me? Sure. You know, you do boom, 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 and you know, you're good to go.
You're like probably like the last generation of starting off as an admin. Like, I mean, it's just no longer a thing.
No.
Like people like graduate from college and they expect that that middle management role instantaneously. I mean, I started off as an admin too, and I appreciate it.
I'm biased because while I appreciated it, the truth was, I lived in 5 places in the few years I was in Atlanta, a portion of which I was functionally homeless. Like, I was sleeping on someone's couch. I didn't have a place to stay. And while I appreciate it,
better than those Airbnbs that you found, though, right?
Right. We might get into that later. But it was, while I appreciated the experience, my dad sacrificed a lot so that I wouldn't have to go through what he went through. And as a professional, I sacrificed and went through some things in the hope that young professionals that I can give the opportunity to don't have to do that. Because it's everybody's going to have their own journey and everybody is going to get hard learned lessons.
Yep.
You should probably know where you're sleeping and where you're eating every night. Yep. So you don't have to get some of those lessons. So I did that. I was with Ushers and Look for a few years. Then I came home the first time with Inspiring Minds. Started their transition department, built the summer career development program. And then after that, I left again. I was with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Southeastern Michigan, worked in the strategy department, wound up
finding eclectic Airbnbs.
Yeah. So about that. So I'm actually usually really good because of the travel that I've done. When I lived in Atlanta and I was bouncing around from place to place, one of the things that I did, which ultimately helped lead to me flunking out of grad school for the first time. I had like 5 jobs. Good. Yeah, I had like 5 jobs. I was bouncing around doing any and everything. And so I worked for entertainment companies where you would travel and essentially you would do events that required work. Because of my background at Kent State, I had done programming with concerts and comedy shows. So
what did you graduate with Kent State?
What was my degree?
Yeah.
So my degree was in Pan-African Studies, which is the study of the African diaspora through a multidisciplinary lens, to which ultimately led me to the career that I'm in now. And I use a bunch of different stuff for my degree every day.
That sounds like a very highly intellectual degree.
Somewhat. And I actually think it's what led me from theory to practicality. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, we imagine these concepts that work in a vacuum. How can we make them?
Which is not easy to go from theory to practicality at all.
No, it's different because there are barriers to participation and all different sorts of stuff. And it's different when you start introducing all the other stuff like, oh, there are other people, there are infrastructures that you have to work with. There are systems that you have to work within or break in order for it to work. So it was a great opportunity for me. But so with Boys and Girls Clubs of Southeastern Michigan,
you found your beautiful Airbnb.
Yeah. I reached out to Gavin and Sean like
with your now wife.
Yes, like, hey, let's put the band back together. Let's do this again.
So she's still stuck with you.
Yeah, she's stuck with me. And so because of that work, traveling the country, working different events, I was used to finding quality Airbnbs, cool little, nooks and crannies, whatever.
Yeah.
So I just totaled my car, and I only had about a week to get things in order to leave here and move to Detroit. So I didn't even have an apartment at the time. And so I was like, all right, well, what I can do is go up, do what I need to do, secure an apartment and kind of move in by the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking for an Airbnb to, take my family to stay. It was me, my now wife, my dad, and one of my students who had graduated high school was looking for her.
That's like, I feel like the best part.
Yeah, I was like, I'll give you a couple of dollars if you come with me and help me move into Detroit. So because things were moving so fast, I really wasn't paying attention. And I just booked something that was cheap and quick and accessible on Airbnb. Well, I kind of didn't pay attention to the booking. And what we walked into was a party house. It was a house that strictly was rented on Airbnb for people to host parties. So we come in.
And not like
not regular parties, but like, you know,
super
crazy parties. Yeah. I'll just put it that way.
Next level.
Yeah, next level parties. And I walk in, there are no actual lights in the place. There are colored lights and black lights. There's
this. Which you never want a black light
no.
in a house like that.
No. Crazy artwork on the wall. Some different kinds of what's a way that I can say this?
Party paraphernalia?
Yeah, party paraphernalia. Great. Yeah. Party paraphernalia through the house.
I don't have any experience in it.
It was wild. It was wild. Only because of my time in the entertainment industry that I immediately understand what the house was for.
Oh, yeah.
And so my student who was with me goes to sit on a couch. I was like, bro, don't sit on anything. Don't touch anything. Just, you know, my wife is like, I'm never letting you pick anything ever again. I can't believe you have me out here in this house. She immediately calls the hotel, like the nearest, I want to say it was like a Holiday Inn. She was like, hey, do you guys have a couple of rooms available? And yeah, so it was rough. It was rough. It's a funny story that often gets brought up. Because Yeah, it was one of my last like adventures with my dad, because we took trips, and we have a bunch of funny stories about, you know, when we would go places and see things.
Way to end the trips.
Yeah. I wish.
Hey,
I
Dad, would have gotten a let me bring you to this house.
And he was so like, my dad was infamous for being calm in chaotic situations. He just walks in, looks at me like, man. You have a long night, brother. Like, this is gonna be a real interesting conversation that you have with Tulane. And he just, you know, he thought it was funny, and I'm sitting over here like, dude, what have I done? But, you know, thankfully that was a quick solution. So, most recently, was in Detroit with BGCSM for a couple of years. I ran. We did like a lot of mergers and acquisitions, and one of the brands that we acquired was Pony Ride, which is a small business incubator. And so I ran that part of the business. And then late that spring in 2021, I get a call from a friend, Wally Runestrand.
Yes.
And we're catching up, and he starts talking about this place called Oh Wow. And, you know, he's telling me a little bit about it. And at the time, I had spent, you know, because in nonprofits, people have more than one job.
Yes.
One of my jobs was running our workforce development programs and innovation and technology. And so I'd already had a keen interest in the areas of STEM. And I thought to myself, you know, what if I could be at a place that could take the STEM experience and help take the Valley forward? And be able to create life shifting and life changing experience with people with the connections and relationships that I had built across different industries. And a few months later, here I am. So it's been a
welcome a home.
Yes. It is good to be home. We've had a crazy 2021. My wife, who is also in school, I'm getting my master's right now in nonprofit administration at the University of Notre Dame. RIP to Brian Kelly's coaching career with Notre Dame, who, as of this morning, is going to become the new head coach at LSU. But
yeah, for like, what is it, $10 million?
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, come on.
So what I will say, and this is probably another episode for another time, but
you need to be on Justin's show. His is the 330 Sports, okay. And you guys would have a blast about all this stuff.
Well, my career as an athlete, I have thoughts about what we pay athletes and the experiences that people get in the collegiate realm.
Yep.
I have no problem with Brian Kelly's contract. Shout out to I can't remember his name right now. The coach at Michigan State University, And then you got James Franklin at Penn State. Like, those guys deserve those contracts. And another day at another time, I can give some insight onto why that's the case. But really, really excited to be at OWOW. We're doing some magical, wildtastic things. We're in the middle of
nice plug-in of word, wildtastic.
You know.
Do you find yourself saying "OWOW" more often than you ever have?
I don't. I just now realize how often I say "OWOW" because that's normally my reaction to hearing something incredibly interesting.
Oh wow!
Or crazy, like "Oh wow, man, that's crazy!" Like, and now every time someone says "Oh wow," I'm like,
so. Okay. So, "Oh wow" is trademarked. So the question is,
it's a registered. It's a registered trademark. Yes.
So the question is, and eventually, I'm assuming copyright.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is technology going to advance so much that, like, every time we say "Oh wow," like 10 cents is going to come out of our bank account?
I mean, if,
can you imagine how much money that she could get?
Listen,
for that?
I mean, think about Demolition Man.
Gloria will be like, whoop, whoop.
Right. Demolition Man, every time Sylvester Stallone curses,
if he gets
a ticket, like, if we could get that far with registered trademarks, that would be interesting.
That would be amazing.
Yes. That would be an interesting way to capitalize on intellectual
property. Like, you receive, like, snail mail saying, hey, your account's been charged $10 this month. You said "Oh wow" in all these different places.
Show me the money.
That would be amazing.
Yes.
They won't be saying "Oh wow."
No. Be like, hmm. You know, that would be from everybody saying, hmm.
Okay. Interesting. So "Oh wow" STEM, the combination of the two. You've been with "Oh wow" for what, 2 months now?
Almost 2 months. I think this is week 7. I started October 25th. So this is week 6, something like that.
So I met with Marvin before he met with the other board members.
Yes.
And I feel like he was already beginning the immersion process. I mean, he knew to say "we." I'm a board member myself, and I have to correct myself or I get corrected for not saying "we" as much.
It's a team thing.
I know. Ooh. I always think it's a team.
We all we got.
But it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And you were already utilizing the terminology. I loved your ideas of what you have for the museum to take it to its next level, which Suzanne has done a phenomenal job.
Absolutely. Deserves every bit of praise, applause, love. Suzanne and team have.
I'm not sure people really know, like, where "Oh wow" came from and the space that it used to be in on actually the east side of town, mm-hmm. before it came over to the west side and then was renting space off of First National Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then First National Bank was phenomenal in creating an agreement with OWOW for them to be able to then take ownership of the entire building. And
it's no small feat at all.
I mean, it's just within a decade in an area that is not used to STEM
no
at all. So bringing that to our children and honestly adults, like you mentioned the Shine and which is the Shine exhibit at "Oh wow," and I read that book, so I will have to say that while there are certain things that are geared towards children to play and utilize and learn from, there's lessons learned for us adults from this museum as well.
Absolutely.
So.
And that's a part of the new vision for us is that, you know, we appeal to explorers of all ages. There are ways to either utilize the exhibits that we have in place or enhance the learning opportunities thereafter, to be able to have something to offer to any and everyone. And so while our base will always be young people, it would always be our youth, anyone can.
They're
come
a lot
to
more
OWOW.
Fun anyway.
I spend
they're
most
less
of my time
inhibited.
With adults. Yeah, and that's an important thing, is being able to utilize a young imagination. My young imagination is what helped me get to where I am.
Yep.
Being able to not think about the different barriers and different things. And I got locked in on an idea. And then as I got older, I started, you know, to experience life. I wasn't going to let those barriers and things deter me from that vision. So,
And that's why it's so important to have that base.
Absolutely. And so that's why we want to be able to, you know, bring our young explorers in and give them the opportunity to see a whole new world, to steal something from Disney. But, you know, it's think the craziest thing that you can think of. Believe in your wildest dreams. Sometimes as a former athlete and a lover of music, people deter you, especially, you know, with our kids wanting to be the next Tom Brady, the next LeBron James.
Who will never go away.
Tom's going to be playing when he's 50, right?
Yes.
But
I bet they want to rethink those contracts.
Right, right. But, you know, the next LeBron, the next Taylor Swift, the next Jay-Z. Actually, you know, watching LL Cool J and Jay-Z's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, I was like, that's the wrong thing to think. If that's someone's wildest dreams, let that be their wildest dreams. I wanted to be Michael Johnson growing up, the great Olympian, watching him break the 400 meter record.
Yeah.
And, you know, run across the finish line with his arms out, you know, crazy, kicking off the spikes, getting them, you know, sprayed with a fire extinguisher, carrying that American flag. That was my dream.
Yep.
And ultimately, the pursuit of that dream is what led me to where I am. Like, Trek opened up a whole new world for me. It gave me the opportunity to experience college. And so, no. We shouldn't deter our kids from those things.
No.
But thinking about a Tom Brady, a LeBron James, and a Jay-Z, the journey that they went on to get where they were, the work ethic that they had to put in place, mm-hmm. that's a beautiful thing.
It really
and,
is.
And we don't get the opportunity, you know, to take it outside of that, you know, the Chris Gardners of the world with the Pursuit of Happiness. You have to sometimes.
That's a good movie.
It is. It is. It's a sad movie, story. But it's a great movie. But sometimes you have to see yourself in some of those outlandish things in order to get you to where you need to be. So I don't think we should deter our kids from thinking that. I think we should have them set a lofty aim and go and then get after it and go get to it however you can, whether that's being the world's greatest accountant, whether that's being the best lawyer that you can be, whether that's, you know, being the best mayor that you can be, the scientist, the explorer, the engineer. I don't care what it is. Don't let go of that.
I agree. What did they say? Aim high. What was it? Actually,
if you reach for the stars, you land on a cloud.
I remember this is when I was focusing in on residential before I went into commercial. And not to mention Derek McDowell again, but he was, but I was
mention telling, number five.
I know. That's $5 to Derek. But I was selling him and his wife's residence in Poland. Mm-hmm. And I gave him the price that he felt that it should be. And we did. We listed it at that price. And then this was, I believe, right before COVID, but the market was starting to get hot to begin with. And he received multiple offers on his place. And I did, of course, being a good agent, you need to advise your clients. Like, we set the price on hard numbers that were in the marketplace. So if you're going above the list price, which was based on your hard numbers, there's the risk mm-hmm. that it's not going to appraise because the numbers don't support it. Now, ultimately, at the end of the day, buyers and sellers, it's whatever a buyer is willing to pay. Mm-hmm. That should be the price of the property, mm-hmm. but whatever. But that's not how it is. But so his response to me, he's like, let's reach for the stars. And if we land on the moon, still a good thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we did. We reached for the stars and it worked out for him. You got
Absolutely.
A star.
Absolutely. So. Those things are the things that I think about every day. I still think about the Michael Johnsons of the world. I still think about LeBron James and Michael Jordan. I still think about all those things. I want to be that in what I'm doing.
Yep.
I want to be that for these kids so that they can get everything that they have coming to them.
Well, there is definitely a lot of stars to reach for. I know OWL just completed their phase one of the renovation projects over at the building. So anybody who has an opportunity, get out there and see it, especially on this Friday.
Absolutely. Come through this Friday, OWL Day, sponsored by Sweeney Chevrolet GMC Buick. I probably just said that out of order, but that's okay. free admission for the first 125 guests. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then if you love the spirit of the holidays and want to see the lighting of the Christmas tree like I do, come on out from 4 to 6 that evening, and then you'll be able to leave and take yourselves and the little ones to the tree lighting ceremony. But come see the magic of OWL. Come learn about what we're doing. We're going to have some opportunity for the community to have some input on the how we get to the big idea of what OWL can be, and make sure you check out our website, social media for all of those things, because we want to hear from you.
And this is the season of giving, and at Homes and Hops, we like to make sure that the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas is spent on nonprofits, and OWL is a nonprofit. So the support and everything from our community is important and necessary. So be sure to reach out, go to the website again. Of course, they're accepting donations, and it's just the season of giving. And honestly, like, I know what a staple OWL is of this community. And it does, it is housed downtown, its reach is so far beyond into so many different counties, and growing and growing and growing. And you are right when it comes to STEM and where we're growing in our thought process and learning. Even the university sees it with how their curriculum changes are being made. I'm not getting in an argument about the classes, because I wish every class was always available beyond what is available, right, no matter what, even beforehand. However, still knowing that thinking outside the box and training us at an early age and beyond to constantly think outside of the box to reach the goals is significant. So please, people, keep in mind OWL.
Absolutely. We've made an incredible ROI with those who have invested in us in the last 10 years. And if you invest in us now, you'll be amazed at where we're going to be over the next 10 years.
Yep. It's a great impact that you guys have. It's very positive.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Homes and Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at PlattInsurance.com.